Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Rogers Arena in Vancouver, British Columbia, the road trip continues for the San Jose Sharks with the fourth and final meeting of the regular season series between the Sharks and the Vancouver Canucks. San Jose has already lost two games to Vancouver in overtime, but they're still smarting from the most recent loss, 6-2 on December the 27th, in their last visit to Vancouver. The Sharks come into this game 0-4-3 in their last seven, including an overtime loss after an amazing effort for most of the game against the Edmonton Oilers.
We're down to 20 seconds left in overtime. This could be trouble. A headman feed for Nurse. Getting back Carlson. Moving in. Nurse shoots, score! With 14.3 seconds left in overtime, Darnell Nurse, the most unlikely of heroes offensively for the Edmontonians, wins it 5-4. And another one to chalk up to the story of the Sharks' season here in Edmonton tonight.
What do you take from that Edmonton game? Well, you certainly take disappointment at the fact that Darnell Nurse got that game-winning goal that you just heard. But head coach David Quinn is accentuating all of the positives as the Sharks take on a team that's 5-1 in their last six games, including some tough games at home.
Yeah, I really liked our energy and, you know, our effort against Edmonton. And I think for the most part, we've had a pretty consistent effort throughout the season. I didn't love our game against the Islanders, but again, when that has happened throughout the season, we've pretty much bounced back with a lot more focus, a lot more grit, and a lot more energy and effort. And that's what I thought we did against Edmonton. But you know, we've got to clean ourselves up defensively, and our play without the puck has to get better, and certainly something we addressed yesterday.
The Sharks will put Radim Šimek back on the ice today after missing the last eight games with an upper body injury. That means that Derek Pouliot will be sitting it out on defense, and the Sharks' D pairs will change around a little bit. Look for Marc-Edouard Vlasic to spend some ice time with Erik Karlsson, and for Šimek to be alongside Nikolaj Knyazhov on the Sharks' third D pair. James Reimer will get the start in nets after a season-high 47 saves on 52 shots against the Oilers a couple of nights ago. Jacob Peterson, just recalled from the San Jose Barracuda, will make his Sharks debut after getting acquired from Dallas on March the 3rd for Scott Reedy, who moved on to the Stars organization. This season of the NHL, Peterson has played 44 games for the Texas Stars in the American League, scoring 13 goals and 13 assists, and he played one game for Dallas. But last year, he played 65 games in an NHL uniform in Texas, scoring 12 goals. And he's bringing some of that experience to a line combination today with Nico Sturm and with Fabian Zetterlund to start action. Left wing Andrew Agazino, the captain of the San Jose Barracuda, was back in the NHL last game against the Oilers. It looks as if he's going to be playing on the left wing alongside Logan Couture and Alexander Barabanov. Regardless of where he slots in tonight against the Canucks, Agazino told us how he felt about being back in the NHL.
It's great. This is why you play. This is what you work for as a hockey player. So anytime you can, you know, be at the top level, it's a great day.
As the captain of the San Jose Barracuda, Agazino has the responsibility of observing what's going on in his locker room. He gave us a quick scouting report as to how the Sharks players are dealing with what's been a pretty rough year in the win-loss column.
Yeah, it's obviously not the scenario anybody wants to be in, but we're trying to still win games and get better each day. The message I've heard since we've been here is to keep playing hard and let's try and win some games. So I don't see that changing.
While he doesn't have that role with the Sharks at the moment, Agazino enjoys being captain of the Barracuda.
It's fun. It's It's a great challenge. It's something that I enjoy doing first and foremost. But you know, we've had a great group down there all year. Obviously, we're in a fight for the playoff spot down there, and you know, but to see some of the growth of the younger players from the start of the year to now, and you know, I just hope I had a little part in helping them any way I could. But it's exciting, and it's fun to work with those guys daily.
Andrew also likes the opportunity that he has to show that he belongs in the National Hockey League.
I like it. I think it's, like I said, this is an opportunity for me to kind of show that I can be part of the solution here. And, you know, obviously being on a contract for another year, it's exciting to kind of get a chance to show what I can do.
And the best thing for Agostino is that when he moves from the Barracuda to the Sharks or back the other way, he doesn't have to pack up and move his home.
It's a lot easier, especially on the family. You know, simply just, especially with our setup, you kind of just change locker rooms, which is great. I've definitely been on organizations where you got to get on a plane and travel a couple hours, but with the setup we have, it makes it really easy on the player.
When we come back, the Teal Report will venture inside the Canucks locker room and find out what's going on there. That's next on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks believe in innovating to play at their peak, and so does Western Digital. That's why, even after more than 50 years of groundbreaking storage products and technologies, we're most excited about what's next. From gaming platforms to the public cloud, from connected cars to safer cities, from the desktops of Sharks fans to the data centers behind Fortune 500 companies, Western Digital services are fueling a brighter, smarter future. Western Digital, a proud official partner of your San Jose Sharks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
When you've got a killer lineup, anything's possible. This is true for the Sharks, and it's true for Toyota. Our legendary lineup of capable trucks and versatile SUVs is unrivaled. Ready for what's next, up for any challenge, and down to test limits. Get behind the wheel of a Toyota today and start making some waves. Proud partner of the San Jose Sharks, Toyota. Let's go places.
He has the backhand chance, goes behind the net, wraps around, he scores!
It's everything Sharks hockey in one place.
For the first time in Sharks history, a player has scored 5 goals in a game.
It's the Sharks Audio Network, a 24/7 streaming audio platform dedicated to Sharks hockey and the destination to listen to Sharks games. You can find the Sharks Audio Network on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and at sjsharks.com/listen. Download the app today to listen to Sharks hockey, plus unique Sharks content all day long on the Sharks Audio Network.
Vancouver's on a nice run in spite of the fact that the Canucks lost their most recent game here at Rogers Arena a couple of nights ago, 4-3 at the hands of the first-place Vegas Golden Knights. Vancouver is not in the playoff hunt, and so keeping things as close as they did and as intense as they played against Vegas was a step forward as far as defenseman Tyler Myers was concerned.
It's times like that that, you know, we got to look at and we got to mature from it. You know, if we want to become the team that we're trying to become, you know, we have to realize the identity we're trying to establish. It starts right away. It starts in your warm-up before the game. And, you know, it's a learning experience. We got to try and, you know, those are the things we got to try and start correcting to establish more consistency.
One player who's been absolutely consistent has been defenseman Quinn Hughes. Clearly, he's been one of the best defensemen in the NHL, and tonight is quite a marquee matchup against the Sharks' Erik Karlsson. David Quinn knows a lot about Quinn Hughes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dynamic player, and, you know, when he has the puck, you better be on your toes, you better be alert, you better pay attention, because this guy can create offense every time the puck's on his stick. And he probably doesn't get enough credit because he plays out here in Vancouver, but this is one of the elite defensemen in the National Hockey League.
New Canucks coach Rick Tocchet, who took over for the team mid-season, says he's learned a lot about Hughes, and a certain number of categories impress him the most.
For me, obviously the assists and what he's doing. I think he's just been a a terrific leader. I've been here about 6-7 weeks, and I thought he's been probably one of our best when it comes to vocal and just, you know, I haven't really seen a bad game out of him. You know, he's very consistent. You know, obviously the assists are great, and his breakouts are incredible. That's why the Coffees of the world and Nita Myers and Bork, they're great breakout guys. He's climbing that ladder.
Tune in to the Sharks and the Canucks on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app presented by Western Digital, online and on affiliate stations. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific Time. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.